Heavenly Father, we bless your name this morning. We appreciate you because we have come that we might have more of you. This morning, O Lord our God, reveal yourself unto us the more. Come down in our midst with your Shekinah glory. Bless your people this day. Let none of the words this morning that has spoken from this altar fall to the ground in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Let's all put hands together for the Lord. I want to bless the name of the Lord for today. And I welcome you all to the last Sunday of the month of July, which happened to be our Thanksgiving Sunday. We bless God that he has kept us and seen us through the month of July, having taken care of us from January up to now, despite the pandemic. Within the next few minutes of this morning, I will exhort us on what I call assurance of a better hand. As we come today to thank the Lord in our Thanksgiving Sunday, I want us to remember again that there is an assurance of a better hand for every one of us. At the beginning of the month, I told us the Lord said we should begin to pray for restoration. And I spoke about that last week. And irrespective of how the year has been thus far, at the end of the day, you will end well. I say to end well for you. I want to take my text this morning from the book of Ecclesiastes, and I want to read chapter 7, verse 8. Ecclesiastes. And I want us to read chapter 7, verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in the spirit is better than the proud in the spirit. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. What is this trying to tell us? It does not matter how the beginning is. It does not matter how things are now. But what will determine the story of every one of us is how things end. Go and look at the great biographies. At the end of the day, what sticks about the life of these people is not about how they started. It's not about what they went through. But at the end of the day, it's about how they ended. When you look at the story of Saul, you find out that the way he started was not the way he ended. When you look at the story of David, conversely, you find out that the way he started is not the way it ended. While Saul started being celebrated, being glorified, and then getting anointed, he ended very badly. But David started being an inconsequential, unrecognized, someone that was brushed aside, someone that nobody thought anything good could come out of his life, but he ended up being a celebrity. So what am I trying to say this morning? Do not get bothered or carried away about how the year or how your life has panned out. But what I want you to glorify God this morning is that there's assurance of a better hand. If you look at the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 6, what does he say? In the New Testament, he said that
Where ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation. If you look at the NIV version, it says, in all these you greatly rejoice. Even though for a season you are in heaviness. What was he trying to say now here? That you are rejoicing greatly, not just only rejoicing, but greatly rejoice, despite the fact that for a season you are in heaviness. I don't know the kind of heaviness in your heart, in your spirit, in your life today. And maybe there's somebody here who has never experienced heaviness. I can share my own experience with you. I've experienced several times. Heaviness when your spirit is down. Heaviness when you are bothered about what you are facing. Heaviness when there's trepidation about what is going to happen. Heaviness when you have to struggle over enough strength to muster to really push ahead. And at that time, it becomes very difficult to really praise the Lord. But here, the Bible is saying that you greatly rejoice. Though, even for now, you are in heaviness. I don't know whether there's a kind of heaviness in your spirit that the enemy is trying to do use to weigh you down so that you cannot praise the Lord. But this morning, I want to open your eyes to the end that God has prepared for you. You see, our life is just like the Ark of the Covenant. You know, the Bible said we are the temple of the living God. We are the epistle that be worried. So when in the Old Testament you see the Ark of the Covenant, but now we are the Ark of the Covenant. And because of my time, let me quickly share something for you in the Ark. In the Exodus chapter 25, I want us to read quickly verse 16 to 18. Exodus chapter, see the Ark. What was in the Ark of the Covenant? Some of the component there to see what component the Lord wants our life to be made of. And you shall put into the Ark the testimony which I will give you. Then verse 17, you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits, and shall be its length, and a cubit and a half of its width. Then verse 18, and you shall make 2 cherubims of gold of hammer work. You shall make them the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Put it in the classical King James version, that verse 18, in the KJV. Let's look at that KJV in that verse 18. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold of beating work. Shall thou make them. Now when you look at verse 16 to 18, the Bible was talking that in the ark, you pull the testimony. Testimony is the tablet that Lord gave to Moses, is the law. So in our heart as Christians, we are supposed to carry the word of God. And when we have the word of God is supposed to guide us. It's supposed to lead. It's supposed to give us joy. Am I right? It's going to give us guidance. It's going to give us illumination. And again, in that heart, you have the mercy seat. And meaning that even when unknowingly, and then sometimes you sleep out of the guidance of the world, then there's mercy to cover you. But apart from this, now talk about cherubims. Cherubims are symbolism of divine manifestation. But how did they come about? They come out of a beating work. Make said that thou shalt make them. Said, in beating work shall thou make them. This divine manifestation comes out of a beating work. Now, what am I trying to say? Or what's God trying to say here? That yes, you have the word of God. Sometimes you are wondering, is the word of God not true again? Why is it that, you know, my joy is not yet full. But why am I beaten by the weather of life? Why am I beaten by certain circumstances? Why am I facing the beatings of life? But when you are beaten and you are not bitter and you praise the Lord will manifest. So the manifestation will come even when you are facing the beating. Do not be bitter. Because at the end of the day, the Lord will manifest. Manifestation of God will come when, despite the beatings of life that the enemy is trying to make sure you receive, you praise the Lord, you honor him, you follow him, you stand by him, God will then show up. The carrying there is a manifest divine intervention. I speak into the life of everyone who is hearing me this morning. In any area where you are receiving the beatings of life, there's going to be a divine manifestation of the power of the living God in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I wish I had enough time this morning. But let me say something. I want to link this one into the book of Matthew in the New Testament. Let us read it quickly. I want to read Matthew chapter 12, verse 20. And I will say something. I will dilate a little bit on this. Matthew chapter 12, verse 20. And it came to pass. No, Matthew chapter 12. No. Matthew 12, 20. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send for judgment unto victory. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, until he sent for judgment unto fix. Let me try to explain this. What is a reed and what is a flax? A reed is supposed to make music. Let me give an example of a guitar. The reed is supposed to make music. If you carry your guitar now, if that thread is broken, can you make music again? So when a reed is bruised, automatically, if the choir is performing and one of the thread is bruised, what happens? We ask them to throw that guitar away and look for another one. Am I right? So many of us are bruised. Psychologically, many people are bruised emotionally. Many people are bruised financially. Many people are bruised maritally. But when you are, things are bruised, the naturality of man is to condemn, is to put aside. But even when you are bruised, God does not brush you aside. What God is saying is that it does not matter. Because you are bruised and people are brushing you aside. Say, hide the law. A bruised reed, I will not break. When people find out you are bruised, they brush you aside and you suffer a breakdown. Many people commit suicide. It's as a result of the fact that they are bruised by the circumstances of life. And at the end of the day, people brush them aside. They feel so lonely. They feel so worthless. And they think because they are people who turn their mind that the next thing to do is to commit suicide. But it does not matter. I don't know where you are bruised this morning. I don't know where you have been bruised this year. I don't know where you have been bruised this month, but I want to let you know that God has not condemned you. The natural thing for man to do is to condemn a bruised reed because it is no longer useful. But God said, a bruised reed, I will not break. God will not allow you, if you stand by him, to suffer a breakdown even though you are bruised. So this morning, I don't know where you have been bruised. It might be your ego that is bruised. It might be that emotionally you are bruised. It might be physically. But this morning, because of your bruises, people look down on you. People don't honor you again. People despise you. People brush you aside, but you are now with your father, and your father is sending you. Even when people do this one, I will not do that. I will not allow you to suffer a breakdown. I have not condemned you. I will not brush you aside. And that's why you need to rejoice. Rejoice. Even though men brush you aside, even though you are bruised by situation and circumstances, but God said, I will not allow you to break down. And then what's a flax? A flax, another word for a flax is a wick. If you know the wick we use in our lantern, in the stove, that's the wick. And the Bible says, in that, it said that, go please put that scripture on the screen again. And the Bible is saying that, it said that a smoking flax shall he not quench. What is a smoking flax? A flax is supposed to bring light. See, like I said, a reason for God be music. Music makes you to be joyful, to be happy. But things that should make you to be happy are no longer there. And therefore, you are like a bruised reed. And because of that, people try to brush you aside. And a flax is supposed to give light. When you put a flax, a wick, in a stove, and you want to cook, when you put the light, you put the light there, and with the kerosene, it's supposed to bring light through of us. But when you talk of a smoking flax, it's a flax that is burning and there's no fire. So many flax are burning today, but there's no fire. You are burning your effort, you are burning your energy, but there's no spark. Nothing to show for it. And because of that, you are done. And because of this, you are no longer seeing yourself as somebody that is really, you know, making progress. But God is saying, a smoking flax shall he not quench. What happened? When you put on a lantern and you put the light there, instead of bringing light and bringing smoke, what do you do? You quench it. Is that not? You quench it and you want to start all over again. So that is what a man will do when a flax that is supposed to bring light is bringing smoke. It is burning, but no fire. So many lives are like this. They are burning their candles, but there's no fire. The wick is smoking, there's no light. They are making effort, there's no product. But this morning, I have good news for you. The Bible says, a bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he is sent for judgment unto victory. God said he's going to judge everything that is making your reed to be bruised. Everything that's making your flax to begin to bring smoke instead of fire. God said, we say judgment upon it. So that your joy will be full. So this morning, I don't know if you can just struggle and encourage yourself to give testimony of the Lord, even in the face of adversity. Even when your wick is smoking instead of fire. Even when your reed is bruised instead of bringing music. But this morning, because of what the Lord has said, that I will not brush you aside. That I will not quench you. That your fire will still bring out the spark. Your wick will still bring up fire. That your reed will still make music. Can somebody just let the joy of the Lord wear from the altar this morning? Because of what God is going to do. Not because of what he's seeing right now. What you are seeing now is a reed that cannot make music. It's supposed to bring music, but music not there because it's bruised. What you are seeing is a wick that is not bringing light, and Lord is bringing smoke, and people are coughing. But this morning, I want to tell you that today might be your long night of darkness. This moment, or this month, or this year might have been your long night of disappointment. But I want to tell you that today, I want to assure you that God has promised you that your day of enduring joy is coming, where you will see trees and glitters, where your bruised reed will be repaired. when your smoking flax will light again, can you stand on your feet? Because the Lord, this month, as we are going into the end of the month, and we are going into the new month next week, the Lord is going to come in a new way. You have been brushed aside, the Lord is going to pick you up. You have been pulled regular to the back, and that God to put you forward. A broken reed, a bruised reed, I will not break. A smoking flax, I will not quench. The Lord will come unto you with a great hand. He will bring victory. And you are going to sing the song of it. Let me tell you, it does not matter how long the enemy has ensured that you sink. But what's important, how strong his hand that's raising you up. This morning, the strong hand of the Lord will come upon your life and will raise you up and will set you high and will lord you forth and will give you a new deed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, all fear is gone.
A minute or two to pray for yourself this morning. Where is it that your reed has been bruised? A reed is supposed to make music. And anytime there's music, there's just instinct to dance. That's why when you are going, you just people playing good music, you just see your body begin to respond instinctively. So are there something that should make you to be happy? But the reed as it bruised, begin to ask God this morning, every bruised reed in your life, that the Lord will come with the hand of power. Remember, we said this is a month of restoration, to restore, so that music can come from your reed again. Yes, just pray that prayer, that God, any area where my reed has been bruised, where my reed has been bruised, Lord, this morning, stretch for your hand and bring it back like a music. It might be with respect to your work. You expect to be somewhere, but you are not yet there. It might be with regard to your family. It might be with respect to your spouse, who is supposed to make you happy, to make you glad. Maybe with respect to your children. It might be with respect to your family members or your parents. Where has your reed be bruised? Where the kind of music, the kind of vibes you are expecting are not coming out? But this morning, the hand of the Lord, we want to come powerfully unto you. And secondly, I want you to pray. Are there some areas where your flax, instead of bringing light, fire, is only bringing smoke? You are burning effort. You are making efforts. You are doing so many things, but you don't have the expected result. But this morning, the Lord wants your light to come with a spark again. Can you begin to pray about it? Every day, where my effort is being wasted, where my effort is not being compensated with result, this morning I ask for a divine intervention in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, before I pray, I want to pray this way. No matter how this year has been, this I go to wear hand on a happy note for me. Pray that prayer. That no matter what have been my experience thus far this year we end on a happy note. Because you say, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. It does not matter how far it has been. This year must end on a happy note with me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Matalabaska baba shandalaba. Rotokos kepos kababa kantralaba. Raando se popokos kabashandalaba. Reedekos kabasha ebaba. Raandakos kabashidalaba. Raandakos kobosh koboshemboligaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just lift your hands unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, this morning, we have come to receive a new lifting. You have an assurance for us. Say, behold, I know the thought that I think towards you. They are thought of peace, not of evil, to give you the expected hand. Lord, this morning, we receive power, grace, and impartation. That no matter how the year has been so far, it's going to end on a happy note for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, anywhere our reed has been bruised, Lord, you repair them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Anywhere our flax is bringing smoke instead of fire, Lord, you put spark into our lives again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, our efforts will no longer be wasted. Lord, we are going to be celebrated. Lord, we are not going to be brushed aside. Lord, you grant us victory. You will judge every contention, every opposition over our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because you say you are going to set judgment unto victory. Father, oh Lord God, grant us victory in every battle of life that we are facing this month or this year in the mighty name of Jesus. And at the end of this year, let us be able to come back to say thank you, Lord. Because initially we thought it was not going to happen, but now it has happened beyond our expectation. That shall be our story and our testimony. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Yeah.